touch the blank canvas.
You know, so we live in an era where all these athletes say that they don't look on social media, they don't care what's on the news, but they do.
Pro-black being, you know, just us celebrating us, you know, us being able to, you know, to survive in, you know, such a meager time.
With DCST.
I'm telling you, the reason why the gossip industry, why people love gossip, it goes back to our own insecurities. We love to see the rise and the fall of human beings.
This is a little saying that I like to say, and it's as simple as smart people don't make the same dumb mistake more than once.
Nobody wants to stand up for what's right. Nobody wants to be on the right side of history. They just want to go along for the ride. They literally want to just be a molecule that just floats in a straight line and just doesn't bump anybody or cause any change. You do not want that whatsoever, man.
Yeah, most people don't really care about your teeth, but you kill a dog or two, I don't know, or rape somebody, then yeah. But, you know, cheating though, yeah, nobody really cares.
She let me doo-doo in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm about to say that, but I didn't want to go there. You think it's much of life, huh?
ECST.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Knew you knew me. Stop lying, niggas. Ain't shit changed. Go ahead and get your weed. You know what I'm saying? Smoke 365 days a year. Watch your life go by.
Yep.
Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah, what was I about to say, ST?
Man, we hope everybody, you know, enjoyed their Christmas, enjoyed their, you know, New Year's Eve celebrations and all that, man. We back another week, another year of, you know, weekly wisdom. Hopefully this, you know, this year we can come with 52 episodes, you know, straight, you know, yeah, that'd be nice.
Pray for us, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You never know, shit might come up, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Last year was the struggle, but, you know... You know what I'm saying? We missed a lot of weeks, man. We missed like a couple months. That was my fault. My bad, but we're here, man. You know, because I remember sometimes I listen to the show, one of our intros, we're like, man, fuck that shit. We're going to miss another week. And then, like, yeah. I'll be laughing about that shit. Like, we're going to miss a week. I've been listening to that shit. Like, listen to my ass lying, man.
Yeah.
I'm lying right on the intro.
But it's all good because it's a new year. So if we can use that excuse.
Yeah, it's a new year. We will try our best, man. It's 2018, man. I hope everybody actually has, you know, some very unrealistic goals and realistic goals, man. And go out there and get yours, man. Because shit, time is ticking, man. Let's go ahead and go out there and get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You already know.
Yeah, man. You do anything for New Year's?
Man, I sat at the crib. Until about, let's see, I went to sleep, actually. And Damn. Then I woke up, wifey woke me up around 11:30.
Oh, okay.
And, we watched the countdown, you know, and all that stuff. And then I think we went out to a friend's house, probably around, about 30 minutes after or so, something like that. And chilled out over there for a bit. But other than that, man, came on back home. And then, you know, that was it.
That was it, man?
Yeah.
And then you just chilled out for your birthday?
Yeah, pretty much, man. Just, you know, just hung out. Didn't do too much. Went to dinner. You know, that was pretty much it, man. We had a good time, you know. Took some pictures and all that. You know, just, you know, grown people things.
Yeah, grown people shit. You know what I'm saying? We ain't, you know, lighting tables on fire and jumping on them shits like we fucking Bills Mafia, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, fuck the damn Buffalo Bills, man. Yeah. And fuck them and the Bengals. Y'all ain't know my fucking Ravens didn't make the damn playoffs. Because we let the damn Cincinnati Bengals beat our ass, man. That's some fucking bullshit, dude. I was up in my house screaming. I was like, no! No! Dang God, no! But, yeah, man, I didn't do anything. I didn't do shit for New Year's, man. I prayed the New Year's with my family over the phone. Shit, and that was it, man. I was watching Steve Harvey ass in that white jacket, man. That shit was funny as hell, man. And you can tell he looked cold the whole time because his face was just like struggling. When he was talking. He like, yeah, I'm gonna send it to Halsey right now. And then you can like see him like panning off, like, God damn, it's cold out here. And I got a chance to see Kelly Clarkson, man. She looked like a fat penguin, nigga.
She does. She looks awful.
Hey, when you sing and you have a double chin while you singing, like, you need to go ahead and, you know, hit the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody else gonna be at the beginning of the year.
Hey, is it because she had kids or she just have trouble controlling her weight?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I was on the phone with my mom and she was like, they don't look no baby weight. They like, that bitch is eating. Cause I tried to make an excuse for her. I was like, yeah, she has a baby. She's like, nah, they ain't no baby weight. That bitch is hungry. Yeah. Hey, man, like, she was singing a song, barely moving around, and I was like, bitch, everybody can't be Adele.
Yeah, I was looking at that, and I was just like, yeah, that ain't cute. I mean, but even Adele, though, had some responsibility and lost some weight. And she, yeah. I mean, to be honest, I like Adele when she was bigger. She looked, you know, I thought she looked better when she was bigger, but she don't look bad now. I'm not saying that she looked bad, but, yeah. Kelly Clarkson need to do something, though, like, for real. Because she's been stuck for a while.
Yeah, I know it's cliche to, you know, want to lose weight for New Year, but bitch, it need to be a resolution. Man, you need to get on that shit ASAP, man. But, yeah, man, it was cool. You know, I'm looking forward to the new year, man. Got great things coming down the pipe. Football game, man, on Monday was awesome with University of Georgia versus Oklahoma. That was a great game. And then you already knew what was going to happen in the Alabama Clemson game, which was boring in comparison. Man, I knew Clemson did not want to see Alabama, man. I knew it.
No, at least not so early. I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like the committee, they kind of set that up from the beginning because they know they could have saved that for like the actual national championship potential matchup. But, you know, whatever. Hopefully, you know, national championship won't be so much of a, you know, an outright boat race.
No, it's going to be a defensive game, man, because I'll say if Alabama shuts down Georgia's running backs, they have no shot because it's a freshman quarterback, man. So
yeah,
I got Alabama win another championship. You believe you can walk on water? so they're gonna get another one of them bitches, man. And I want Georgia to win because then people are like, Georgia gonna have home field advantage. I'm like, bitch, you know Alabama's like right next to Georgia, right? So yeah, you know, them motherfuckers gonna travel.
And I was
listening to Sports Talk Radio, man. And they're talking about like the 50-yard line. This guy took out his 401k and got tickets on the 50-yard line. They were like 10 G's a piece, man. 10 G's a piece. And like nosebleed, I looked it up on StubHub. It was $2,000 a piece for nosebleeds, man.
Who is his team?
It's George, UGA. And UGA had been in the championship since 1980. So it makes sense.
Yeah. I get his enthusiasm, but he better hope that junk is worth it. Because if them niggas get in there and they stink it up and lose, he's going to pretty much, you know, I mean, either way, the next day he going to look at his, you know, account and be like, fuck!
Hell yeah, man. The only way I would take them kind of seats is if, like the seat, like, straps me down and, like, takes me underground and then, like, just a butt-naked hole with no disease just start riding my ass the whole time. And then I'm watching the game with, like, a VR headset. And I'm going to hear all of this, touchdown! Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then after I'm done, they just, like, you know, like, shoot me back up, like, and like, like, that's the only way I'll like pay 10 G's for that kind of seat. You know what I'm saying?
That's nuts.
Better be getting sucked off and getting fed some Coke Zero and some popcorn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In between some titties.
And this is, you know, and hopefully, you know, Georgia won't live up to, you know, Georgia sports, the rest of Georgia sports,
oh,
you
God.
Know, you know, because, you know, like I said before, you know, like last year's Super Bowl, that pretty much summed up Georgia sports for, you know, for the long haul, basically. Like, they come so far, they, you know, fall so short, you know. So, you know, hopefully they can get in there and get it done. It'd be nice because I, for one, you know, get tired of seeing them in the top five every year. And then they never, you know, they never really pan out. So, you know, but speaking of, you know, college football, you know, the latest head coach, the latest white male to get ostracized or, you know,
fired.
Yeah. Accused of sexual assault. Rich Rodriguez from the Arizona Wildcats has been fired after six seasons, you know, of being their head coach because of sexual assault allegations. And, you know, it just goes back to, you know, what we said earlier, man. It's just now, you know, if you have a job like that, like, your best bet is to be on, you know, your absolute best behavior. You better not even give a girl an opportunity to think that you have some kind of idea, like you're going to do something that you ain't got no business doing, because you're going to lose your job.
It seems like you can't even be like, I want to be cordial or nice to people. Yeah.
You can't be friendly now.
Hey, how you doing, EC? Fuck you, bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because it's so easy to cross the line.
Hell yeah, man. Anything cross the line nowadays, man. You can, you can like ask for a high five. It's like, you said shit to me. Like, how? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like, man, it don't take much. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like condoning sexual assault, but it's just saying, like, no matter what you do, it can be called as sexual harassment, man, or just sexual assault, man. It's kind of getting out of hand. Like we said on other episodes, man. Like, what about the women that actually are getting sexually assaulted? How are they gonna feel when they really do have a case and people are not gonna believe them?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah, man, it's definitely crazy.
I was thinking, also, you know, just real quick, man, I guess going back to the national championship, what do you think about it being all SEC, man? Like, do you think the ratings are really gonna be that hot since, you know, basically, you know, it's all gonna be in the same region?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I wonder how much different would it have been if it was Oklahoma, Alabama. Oklahoma won, I don't really think they would have had a shot. It would have been like, man, Alabama about to just boat race these niggas, man. But I think Georgia had a legitimate shot to beat them because, first of all, the defensive coordinator for Alabama used to be, it was Kirby Smart, and now he's the head coach of UGA. So he kind of knows how the program is run, how he thinks, how he prepares. Because he's been with Nick Saban for some years before he left. Because he had a lot of offers, and he was waiting on that one perfect offer. And his second year being a head coach, man, he got this shit done. Because I never get time last year when I went to the game where they played Florida down in Jacksonville. I was like, man, this team has a long way to go. And all it took was take this one year and change the quarterback, man. It did not take much, dude. And that was it. So, we'll definitely see. I think Georgia has a shot, man. I think the ratings are going to be fine. I just think people are tired of the SEC fatigue. But you can't deny greatness, man. You just stop hating on the shit. You know what I'm saying? Walk on water, motherfuckers. Like, Clemson had a shot. Yeah. Like, they didn't get it done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing like a Clemson Oklahoma national championship game. I would have probably thought that Clemson would have won it. But this one, everybody, like in Vegas right now, Alabama's a 4-point favorite. Mm. And it's like the over under is like 45 or something like that, man. So I don't know. It's gonna be a close game. It's gonna be a compelling game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout, man, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Man, whatsoever, man.
It might be 6-3.
Hell yeah, man. That kind of game. People that love defense will love that kind of game. And then people that want to watch this new school football that's in the NFL that's going to be gone in like the next 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be happy with it, man. People are going to remember the era, this era of football, and how it was the beginning and the end. I think it really is, man. Because I'm going to keep it real. It's a lot of times, like, I had to work on Sundays, and I couldn't watch the game, and I wasn't even mad about it. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And I used to be like, man, fuck, if I had to work on a Sunday, I'm like, man, fuck this shit, man. I want to quit my job, man. I want to watch football.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, I ain't missing shit. That's exactly how I felt when I missed, like, 3 weeks. And I was like, I ain't missing shit. And I'm going to miss some playoff games, too. And I don't really give a fuck. Because, like, the playoffs that are coming up, the only thing that's really interesting is going to be the NFC side. AFC side is not going to be interesting at all.
Yeah, because we all know who's going to end up. I mean, we do know, but we don't know.
Yeah. So I'll be like, if somebody knocked me out right now and I woke up in this AFC championship game, I'm like, man, what the fuck are the Tennessee Titans and the Patriots doing here? I'm like, how the fuck did Tennessee make it here? And I'll be like, okay, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm more interested in all the NFC games. All the NFC games are going to be. You can't call any of those games.
No, you can't.
Yeah, and then like the only team that really has some of an edge, I would think, to make it all the way is the Vikings. Other than that, man, it's up for grabs, man. You got the Saints, really, man. Is. The Saints balling, man. Yeah. You got the who else? Who else is balling?
Like you never know.
Atlanta might get hot.
Yeah, you never know about Atlanta. You never know about the Panthers. You never know about the Eagles.
Right? Yep.
That junk is crazy.
Yeah, man, it's definitely crazy, man. So you just don't know, dude. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's gonna be sick. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Blake Campus Podcast. We're our weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasts and services. And that is iTunes, Stitcher, AudioMac, and YouTube. You can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at Blake Campus ECST on Twitter. Same for Instagram. And Blake Campus at Blake Campus ECST on Facebook. Yep. And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
Hey, man. Hey, man, ST, man, what's going on news, man?
Man, you know, as we said, you know, I guess a couple weeks ago, we were talking about, you know, just what head coaches were going to be fired in the NFL. And, you know, I think we got most of them right. I don't think there were any surprises. Except for Bruce Arians, you know, him retiring. I think that was kind of a, you know, I don't know. I think it's kind of stupid, though, for, you know, him to deny the fact and then come a week later, oh, yeah, I'm retiring. You know, it's like, dude, like, just go ahead and face it. What's wrong with, you know, being honest? Like, what's wrong with that? But the one, I guess, if you could call it a surprise, was – you know, the Bengals retaining
Marvin Lewis.
Yeah, Marvin Lewis. Like that's.
I'm still scratching my head on that one, dog. Like I told you off air, when that shit came across my phone, I was like, "What the fuck? Like they hustling backwards."
Yeah,
this makes no sense, man. Like,
15 years.
I don't know, dude.
7 playoff appearances. He's 0-7 for his career.
0-7, dude.
He's never won a playoff game.
And he won't, man. Put a jump right now. I can put you right this shit around right now. That motherfucker will never win a playoff game. You could bet that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't never win one, man. But I think the Arizona Cardinals just let Bruce Arians save face. I think they were going to fire him. And he was just like, man, just let me say I'm going to retire.
How, though? I don't understand how they could fire him when he's probably the best coach that they've ever had. Period.
past 2 years, man, been pretty bad.
They've been bad, but okay, but what? I don't think he's had. Only losing season he had was when, what?
This year?
No, he went 8-8 this year.
Oh, I still consider that shit losing season, but I think 2 years ago, they went to the playoffs and got their back blown out in Carolina. That shit was fucking insane.
Yeah, the NFC Championship game.
Hell yeah, man. I felt so sorry for Bruce, man. I was like, God damn.
Yeah.
That's like watching your child get beat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do shit about it. You know what I'm saying? Like your son getting a whooping, like your wife, you're like, wife whooping your son, you just looking on, you're like, God damn, you're getting his ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Motherfucker,
why are you crying? Like, I gotta tell him to stop crying like a little bitch. But yeah, man. Yeah, dude, it's just I wasn't surprised about it, but the thing about it is, as of right now, man, there hasn't been any really like major like firings.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It hasn't been any surprise firings either, like you said earlier. I'm waiting on one where you just come out of nowhere and they'll just be like, Bill Belichick has been fired. Not that extreme, but something like that. Cause it's one of those every year.
Yeah,
it's one of those every year, man. I'm trying to just think, like, who really could be on the hot seat that they haven't really fired yet. I'm trying to see.
I can tell you who I'm glad to see go. And he's not even the head coach, but it's Dom Capers from the Packers, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That nigga sucks.
He's garbage.
He's been trash for I don't know how long, but for them to keep him around for 9 years – is amazing because he's been trash ever since 2002, nigga.
22.
So I don't know, but I am like I'm not happy that he lost his job. I'm just happy that he's not employed anymore.
Oh wow! Oh my god! So the Hall of Fame finalists have come out.
Yeah.
For 2018, this motherfucker Kevin Mawai made it.
Wow.
Edgerrin James, I can see that.
Well, Kevin Mawai, he's highly respected offensive lineman. He's pretty much a, you know.
He was durable too, man. He played a lot of years.
Yes, he was. So, with the Jets, Titans, and I forgot
Seahawks.
Who
else. Seahawks.
Yeah.
He played 94, 97 with the Seahawks. 98, 2005 with the Jets. I remember watching him with the Jets. And then 2006, 2009. Yeah, I do too. Oh, yeah, they put T.O. back in there just so they can make him wait again. And they got Randy in there. And Isaiah Bruce. You know what be funny as shit? And they put Isaiah in. Hell yeah, Isaac Bruce. Isaiah. Shit, I'm tired. Isaac, and they put Isaac Bruce in over Randy Moss and Terrell Owens. Dog, that would be fucking hilarious, dude. I would lose it, dude.
Yeah.
I was just like, man, we know this shit politics now, but.
Yeah.
We know Ray Lewis a lot.
Yeah.
Ray Lewis is definitely a lock, man. He getting in there with his old cooning ass. He's my fucking favorite player, man. So he got out and needed to make money, so he had to, like, talk down about black people, dude. Yeah, but, it was funny because I also saw a report where it said the Baltimore Ravens have, like, reached out to Chuck Pagano to coach our defense again. I was like, yeah, Chuck. I was like, yeah, Chuck, come on back home. You know what I'm saying? Come on back home, Chuck. What's wrong with that? But, you know, it takes somebody with a lot of, not a lot of courage, but just somebody has an ego in check to have to take a step back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. When, you know what I'm saying? Well, on them bills, you're a millionaire, and them bills coming in, you'll coach somewhere. And then the love of culture, you know what I'm saying, never going to leave him, so he's going to go ahead, you know. He's going to be a defensive coordinator somewhere. You might as well come on back home to be more. You know what I'm saying? So we can get this shit crack-a-lacking, man, because he was our defensive coordinator when we won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, so come on back home.
What you got to come back to since he got fired?
Jim Caldwell?
Yep.
Hell yeah, man. Bring Super Bowl coaches back. You know what I'm saying? It's like, y'all didn't get it done. Because I fucking hate Marty Morningwig, man. God, I hate Marty Morningwig, dude.
He does nothing for your offense, man.
Yeah, man. He's a fucking joke, dude. When I found out he was going to be an offensive coordinator, I screamed. I was like, no! No! For at least like 5 minutes, man. Man, I was like, shit. That's the best we could do? Like, let me do it, Jim. You know what I'm saying? I just turn on Madden. You know what I'm saying? I just simulate some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we used to do back in the day, man. It'd be better than fucking Martin Morningwig. Like, damn, man. Shit. But, I still just can't believe they brought back Marvin Lewis, man.
I know.
Man, that's just blowing my mind.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. I guess besides the obvious, you know, the defensive coordinators that are out there who are, I guess, getting looked at for head coaching jobs. Who else do you think, you know, might be on the cusp of grabbing one of those open spots?
I know Terrell Austin from the Detroit Lions keeps getting looks, but he might be one of those. We're going to use him as the buzz name because he's so we can use the Rooney Rule on him. And you know they're already going to have to use the Rooney Rule for the Oakland. That was a surprise, and now that was a surprise firing to me. The Oakland Raiders firing because we know John Gruden coming because you don't fire Del Rio unless Gruden coming.
No,
but dude, when he was fired, I was just like, wow. And then he announced his own firing at the booth. He was crying and shit. I was like, God, dog, man, like, you didn't get it done, man. You had opportunity.
Well, I mean, but it wasn't his fault, though. Injuries took a toll on his team. Yeah. Like, I think the only reason why they fired him is because they might get John Gruden back.
Yeah.
And John Gruden might come back and stink it up.
I don't know why. As fans and some front offices and owners get enamored with old coaches. Like, the motherfucker been out of the game for, like, 10 years, dog.
Yeah.
Like, when Joe Gibbs came back, did he do a good job?
I mean, he did a decent job, but it wasn't, like, I think he got back to the playoffs maybe once or twice. But, you know, it wasn't overwhelming like it was before. He didn't win any rings, but given who his, quarterbacks were.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's, I mean, I don't know, man, like, I think they also offered him ownership stake too.
So, yeah, that's the thing. And I remember Adam Schefter was talking about that, and he said they'll own up a can of worms. You give it to John Gruden, you got to give Bill Belichick half the damn team.
Yeah, man.
So you got definitely. I don't think that's gonna happen. I think it's just to create more buzz around the news of Gruden coming back. Because if that ownership stake go through, you know what I mean? Coaches are going to be like, man, how come I can't get ownership stake?
Yeah, I mean, well, I can imagine you'd have to have some kind of clout. Like, you have to have some kind of bargaining chips.
Yeah.
And I think, I think John Gruden does have a bargaining chip, which, him being, on TV calling games for so long and him having a Super Bowl ring, so... And I think the most that they would probably give up is maybe 3%. So it's not a lot to make a huge difference, but it's ownership nonetheless. So.
And I'm just surprised that Dirk Cutter survived. I'm surprised Jay Gruden survived.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I'm surprised that are safe and survived. Hugh Jackson should be gone, man. Be honest, he should be gone.
Yeah, but
you can't win one game.
Yeah.
That parade about to happen, man.
Yeah, the imperfect season.
Yeah, man. And he talked about that job too in his press conference. Talking about, we know about the parade and all that. We try, y'all, but we ain't worried about that and all that. But that shit gonna be funny, man. I hope they get a whole bunch of video. I hope they send that shit to the Browns too.
Yeah, I'm about to say they. There's no way that the actual players and team and team coaches and things, that there's no way that they would participate in that, right?
This should be funny as hell. They did. They just come in like you gonna be the pallbearer. It's like, okay, yeah. It's like rubbing the salt in the wound, nigga. All right, man. Everybody on that squad that's not first round picks except for Kaiser is going to be gone.
Probably so.
I wouldn't even took that starting job. I would have been like, man, I don't want to start. Now for now, this unstable team, man, I don't want to start for that team, man, is if they had, if the squad ready to go, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, like, you know, it's not even about the players. It's more about the organization, you know, as a front office. It just sucks.
It just sucks, dude. It is. Why would you want to get drafted by that team?
Yeah.
I understand you want to get the money.
You heard what Josh Rosen said. That nigga said, I ain't trying to get drafted by these niggas.
Hell yeah, dude. If I was a quarterback, I'd say the same thing, man. If I was the number one overall pick, and I'm just like, I had like the potential of Peyton Manning coming out, I'd be like, man, if y'all consider picking me, I will stay another year. You know what I'm saying? And then Hugh Jackson look at you like, we will lose 16 more games. And be like, man, fuck, man. And that next season, you just start like throwing a whole bunch of pick sixes. And start making a whole bunch of bad reads, and then you be like fucking up on a chalkboard when you go talk to the Browns, and then your shit be perfect with everybody else. You be like, man, hold the niggas feel, and he was like, with that first pick, the Cleveland Browns select EC, fuck, pow, he commit suicide, fuck this shit.
You get on the field and, you know, like you're in a shotgun formation. You they hike you the ball. You just throw it straight up in the air.
Like, make them get rid of you, man. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. You go somewhere like win two Super Bowls. <You're> like, people in Cleveland be like, man, fuck you, dude. Like, man, you can't blame me, man. Shit, I don't care if y'all are Dark Heart fans. Like, this organization sucks.
And it's I feel so bad for the fans too, though.
I know.
They deserve something, dude.
They really do, man. They lost their team, the team come back, and they constantly loyal. That's shit, man.
Yeah.
Man, dude. Poor fans, dude. Poor fans. But speaking of fans and Black Panther and shit, this nigga Michael B. Johnson got the nigger alert. Michael B. Johnson out here like dating the white woman. Now people talking about they need to cancel the screening for Black Panther.
Hello, you talking about Michael B. Jordan?
Jordan, my bad. Oh. Yeah, I was like, oh, who Johnson? That nigga in the movie? Yeah, Michael B. Jordan, the nigga that played in Creed. They're doing a Creed too.
They doing Creed too?
Yeah, did you watch Creed?
No, I ain't watched it.
I need to watch it, man. I'm a fan of
That's. I mean, they say it was good, but I
was a fan of all the Rockies, so it might be halfway decent. But man, people got to get off of this. Like, man, if you know you're a black actor, you got money, you dating white women, man. Let the niggas date white women. Let the niggas learn.
I mean, but like, let's be honest. When you look at that nigga, can't you not see that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can tell he date white women, dude. Yeah. You can look at him and tell he get that white meat. Yes. You can look at brothers and tell which one I'm dipping in the white meat tray and which I'm get the dark meat, man.
He
shouldn't be surprised.
He looks like the token black guy.
Yeah, he really does. He likes it too.
Yeah.
And then like another black guy come around, be like, okay, dude, you know, go down there and go to that group, you know.
Yeah,
Victor Cruz.
Yeah, like he looked like he was the only black on like all of his college intramural sports teams.
Hell yeah. Like when he played lacrosse, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you play lacrosse, dude. Get with these bro hams. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude, like stop being surprised by a man's new day and age, you know what I'm saying? Like sisters, if you can go out there if you wanna, you know, get back at us for dating white women. Go date your white man so he can call you a nigga behind closed doors. And then you be like, I thought you were different because you were fucking me. Like, no, that shit don't change.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Just know what you're getting into. They're having the brothers too, man. Why wouldn't we call them niggers too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they be tipping like, ah, ha, ha, you just need suck my dick. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, man, nah, dude. I can't take that kind of disrespect. I don't care what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're going to slip up.
Oh, yeah, one time or another.
Hey, they're going to slip up, dude. It's only a matter of time. You're going to be sitting there looking like a fucking idiot when that shit happens to you. But, man, nothing wrong interracial dating, man. Do what you do. But just don't be always... Let that be something for the new year, man, 2018, man, family. Let's just, like, stop being enamored with who other people are dating.
Yeah.
And why they're not dating a certain race of people. I say fuck it. You know, life's already short, man. Let them have that little shit.
No one cares.
Yeah, for real. How's it affecting your day? At the end of the day, how's it affecting your day?
At this point, man, you know, you just gotta realize people gonna do what they wanna do.
Hell yeah. Just because Michael B. Jordan,
Jordan.
Jordan, yeah, Michael B. Jordan wants to fuck the white girls, fuck the white meat. You think he's gonna be sitting up in there while he plowing her? Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I should give me a sister. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be like, he be like neck deep in some vagina. Jimmy, dude. You know what I mean? He gonna give it a shit. He give a shit about what y'all thinking, man. He's trying to get his dick wet.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Motherfuckers don't care. End of the day.
Yeah.
They like what they like, man.
Yeah.
It's like a different degree of, I don't know, man. It's just like, if it was organic, if it happened organically, then that's fine. But if you always just go out there just seeking it, man, then that's some self-hate shit.
Yeah.
But if it just happened organically where, you know what I'm saying, she was at the right place at the right time, and he saw her, I was like, okay, she's a cute woman. And we're like, oh, God, a white woman. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. How you doing, Miss Anime? You doing all right? You know, yeah. Picking the cotton yesterday. He was thinking about you with your fine white ass and some shit like that. If it's not on that kind of nigga shit, then yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, man, it's all about you being happy, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And who gets your genitals wet? That's all that matters, man. But shit. It's been a real slow news week, man, at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy.
Well, I guess if you want to, look into politics, though. 45, out here, still putting America's neck out on the line, man. Like, this nigga talking bad to Kim Jong-un, and like Kim Jong-un is a different type of crazy, man. Like, this nigga don't care.
No.
And, you can't be playing with North Korea, because I'm telling you, if we go to war with them, we ain't ready for it. We are not ready for them North Koreans. I can tell you that right now. Like, they don't want it. Like, we don't want it with them.
That's how, because they got the nuclear warheads?
But it's a simple fact that North Korea, their allies are strong. So, and how deep we in with the Chinese. So, I think what, $20 trillion, man?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. The deficit ain't never been that big.
I'm telling you, man, it's only going to get worse. It ain't going to get better.
Yeah.
It definitely ain't going to get better, dude. What?
We did not want it with them. I'm just telling you.
And then Trump said my button bigger than yours, some bullshit like that.
Yeah. Like, why are you going to test that man like that?
1 year down, man. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
1 year down.
Yeah.
My nuclear button is bigger. Like, why would you want to play with people's lives like that?
Because he don't care, man. He think he, he's untouchable.
Yeah. Let's get off this shit, man.
Yeah.
You got anything else for the news?
Nah, man. I'm good.
All right, man, let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man, how are we going to start off 2018 on the right foot? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to teach some dudes how to, juggle multiple women, get their dick sucked, under the desk and hoes still talking to them, What's the topic, ST?
That's your job, EC.
Yeah, okay, not this week. Dang it.
But now, just, starting off the new year, we want to, just keep reminding people to, look towards what's great in life, look towards, what kind of things you want to accomplish, man. And, basically we just want to tell everybody to, keep your mind focused, keep your mind clear, don't allow your mind to block your vision. And basically, when we say that, especially, you think about, self-doubt, you could have great self-esteem, but you know, your life can still be plagued by self-doubt. So, you know, basically, man, like, you know, I guess when something goes wrong and, you know, sometimes like, you know, you get into a mode where you kind of, I guess you kind of, you're being your own worst critic. And, you know, sometimes that's kind of damaging to your psyche. It could be damaging to, you know, your plans or whatever, your goals, you know. And the thing is, the goal is not to, you know, when something doesn't go your way, like, you don't, you know, don't talk bad about yourself, especially to other people. Don't explain to other people how much of a failure you are. Don't even say that to yourself.
Oh yeah, man, because motherfuckers will use that shit on you.
Yes, they will.
And turn that shit around, like, man, you ain't nothing wrong with you, baby. Yeah. Behind your back, that motherfucker don't believe in themselves. I'm gonna just like put a little subtle jazz every time I talk to them.
Yeah,
because their life's probably fucked up, and they want to use you as an excuse to keep, you know what I'm saying, have somebody just to tee off on every day.
Oh yeah, and see, that's the thing, man. Like, you know, you wouldn't tolerate it if somebody else was, you know, talking bad to you like that. You know, if somebody else was telling you what you could and couldn't do, like, you wouldn't allow that. So, you know, don't allow yourself to tell yourself that you can't do those things either. You know, that, and that's the thing, man. It's, you know, sometimes self-doubt can pretty much ruin your life, man.
Yeah, that could be the end of you, man. If you just never try to do anything, and you also just like, man, nah, if I try to, you know, start my own business, man, it ain't gonna go through, you know, because I procrastinate, or,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying, I ain't gonna be able to fuck that bitch, man. You know, I like touching myself, man. I can't even get my shit a try. I like my hand being like real pussy. I never had it before. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just talk yourself out of some vagina. You know what I'm saying? And that shit is amazing.
But yeah, like, you know, just like some causes of self-doubt. Like, you know, you think about, you know, past experiences or mistakes, as I said before. You know, there's no doubt that past experiences can have a huge impact on how you react. You know, especially if you had bad experiences before, like a broken relationship or, you know, being fired without a concrete justification. You know, past experiences can, you know, shake and rattle your beliefs. So, you know, you have to understand that your past cannot be altered, but you need to stay with it. You know, keep, reference the past, you know, and use it as your gauge to better your future.
Yeah, exactly, man. Yeah, just like almost anything in life, man. Like, some of the greatest philosophers says, man, you learn nothing in victory, but you learn more in defeat.
Yeah.
You have to use those times that you lose to be like, hey, what did I do wrong? What have I done better? What did I say wrong? How can I adjust this question? How can I approach this better? How's my body language? Those kind of things you just need to think about, man. So, you know, you got to kind of think of it in more of an adult way. You know what I'm saying? Put your big boy pants on and just be like, hey, man, I failed. I fucked up. How can I fix it, man? Just like, if y'all don't know, like that famous designer that was hot last year, Off-White, the guy that created Off-White, he had over 5 clothing lines before Off-White became successful. So if that first clothing line didn't succeed, and he would have just continued to be like, you know what, man, this might not be for me, he probably would have still been DJing in Europe and not be a hit, sitting up looking smug on Instagram, sipping coffee with Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? You just never know. If he would have quit right then and there, then he might not have, had this great job and, you know, had people wanted to, you know, kill or resell the shoes for like $3,000. You know what I'm saying? So you could never just let your mind, you literally pretty much like just pouring acid on your brain when you have self-doubt and negative thoughts all the time. Yeah. You're just killing yourself. You might just blow your brains out.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Another cause of self-doubt could be, you know, maybe the way you were brought up as a kid. You know, a lot of times your upbringing plays a big role in shaping your habits and personalities. You know, if you were raised by parents that, you know, constantly told you that you weren't good enough, or, you know, or maybe you weren't, you know, in a school that, you know, had kids that, you know, constantly judged other students, and you know, maybe your grades weren't so good. You know, you might have, you know, already internalized the habit of questioning yourself since you were a child. And, you know, the thing is that the thing that you need to understand is that you're grown now and it's your life. You know, you're capable of making the best decision for yourself. You know, you don't have to, you know, seek approval from other people, whether it be your parents, your teachers, or even your peers. You know, education and what you learn so far in life, you know, helps to shape you into a better person than you were, you know, 10, 15 years ago, or whenever it was that you were a kid.
Yeah, man, I definitely agree, man. You definitely can't let outside forces, because that really shapes people, like, yeah. ST said, and to who they become as adults, man. Like, your childhood and those preteen and teenage years are very important years, man.
Yeah.
Because if you're, like, socially inept, you're socially awkward, or you have a whole bunch of confidence when you were in high school, or when you were a kid, you just taught to have confidence when you're a child, it kind of just, you know, continues on in adulthood. Mm-hmm. And yeah. If you know what I'm saying, if you were picked on, you were socially inept, you were awkward, man, it just seeps into adulthood, man, and that shit's hard to break. I'm sorry.
It definitely can be.
It can be broken, but that shit's hard to break.
Yeah.
Once you get older. Because yeah. You kind of already set in your ways.
Yeah.
And you don't want to change. And breaking the habit, man, it's extremely hard when you're older. Because you're just kind of like, man, this is who I am. Nothing going to change about it. You know, this is kind of just my self-doubt attitude I'm going to have. It's gotten me this far. You know what I'm saying? It's got me into this studio apartment with gunshots outside. That's about all I'm worth. You know what I'm saying? That shit's real, man.
Yeah, it
like,
is.
Like, man, my new job I'm at, man. I got a lot of low class people up in that bitch, man. And like, I was just sitting there eating my dinner. And one guy was like, man, this is what this motherfucker said. He said, I always come into work smelling like sex. You know what I'm saying? My manager gonna do shit about it. And I was just looking like, man, nigga, I'm eating. And then another time, like, listen, this shit. Another time I came into work, man, and this guy was talking to another guy back in the back of the bathroom, cause like a big ass bathroom. He's like, man, you see, you know, I'm as smart as a manager, but I don't want to be a manager because I'm too smart for it. And I don't want responsibilities. And I'm just like, man, nigga, shut up.
What kind of dumbass ideology is that?
That's what I was saying, dude. Like, I was literally in there to try to get away from everybody before I had to, you know, clock in or whatever. I said, fuck it, I'm going to clock in early. Like, I won't hear this bullshit. I don't want to hear this fuck shit this nigga talking about. Like, this nigga delusional as hell, man. Yeah. This guy, dude, they be doing like lines of cocaine time. I can stop anytime I want to, but you know what I'm saying? I'm too strong for this. I'm going to continue to do it because I don't want to be a manager. You know, but I'm smart enough to be a manager. I don't want responsibilities. I'm just like, man, you be able to handle that shit. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, uh-huh. There are actually people that have, you know, turned down a great job because they would rather not stop smoking weed.
Yeah.
It's just like, I know this job could change my life, but you know what? I can't put the weed down. So you know what? I can't do it.
Yeah, man.
It's like, you know, you've been doing it since you were, you know, a teenager, and that's molded your life so much where you can't, you know, you can't wake yourself up and be responsible and do what you got to do to take care of yourself and your family. Because, you know, I don't know, you've been
addicted, you know, man. That's an addiction.
You've been blind for so long, man.
That shit's real, man.
Yeah.
That junk is real.
Yeah.
Like, man, some drugs get a hold of people and it just won't let them go, man.
Yeah. Another cause of self-doubt is, you know, of course, this is classic, but, you know, when you compare yourself with other people.
Yeah, man. Speak on it, man.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's not surprising at all for us to compare ourselves with others because, you know, we're living in a world of competition.
Yep.
You know, we easily compare our work performance with colleagues or, you know, simply in the overwhelming world of social media. You know, it's easy for us to envy others, other people's lives and, you know, thinking that we are not doing just as great as they are. And, you know, the thing that we need to understand is that it comes down to the old cliche saying that, you know, you should learn to appreciate yourself. You know, it's very true because we are all different. We are all good at different things. So, you know, that, you know, it's not fair for you to, you know, judge a goldfish by its inability to climb a tree, you know, or simply, you know, living on the ground. You know, comparing yourself with others is sometimes a good practice because by looking at what you're lacking, you can find ways to improve yourself so you can become better at what you do instead of breaking yourself down by what you lack.
Yeah, that's good advice, man, because That's a one thing about social media that's really like hindering a lot of people nowadays is they'll see somebody that's already a finished product and not know the struggle that person's been through. All they see is just like, man, this motherfucker got like 7 million followers, man, he the man, you know what I'm saying? He cut up, he built, you know what I'm saying? He's huge. Yeah. I wanna be huge like that. And just like an example, like you could like wanna, you know, be a bodybuilder and then like you idolize like The Rock, the Dwayne Johnson. You see him working out every day because he posts a lot of workout videos on his Instagram. He's like, I'm gonna start working out like The Rock, man. You like start working out, and you get motivated. Then like 2 weeks in, be like, man, why I ain't got big ass muscles like his? Not knowing it take motherfuckers decades to grow muscles that big.
And it
kind of wears on your psyche, not knowing that you didn't do the research to be like, hey, this is what it takes to become muscular, become fit.
Yeah.
But all you see is just a finished product of The Rock. Like, The Rock has been scrawny, you know what I'm saying? Especially at the beginning of his wrestling career. And he built, you know, he grew into it. You
know, I don't know about that.
And bought some. He ain't as big as he used to. He wasn't as big as he was when he first started wrestling.
No, okay, but see, the thing about Dwayne Johnson, though, is he's half Samoan. And Samoans are naturally big as hell anyway.
Yeah, they are.
So that nigga was huge as a teenager, nigga.
Yeah, he was big, but I'm talking about he wasn't as defined muscles. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as muscular wise, he wasn't as defined as he is now.
Yeah, and the thing about that is, man, that he has to work out every day. Because if he don't,
it's gone, man.
Yeah, well, it's gonna turn into Ahmed Johnson, nigga.
Yeah, you have to. That's a lifestyle where you, like, once you commit to it, like, if you just let that shit go, your body will tell your ass in an instant, man. Like, that shit start looking flabby, man. That's the thing. That's why a lot of people aren't, like, built to have, like, those bodybuilder physiques unless they're really in about that life.
Yeah.
Because, like, man, once you stop, man, that shit just gone, man. Or, like, once you stop taking a certain supplement or stop
it
taking a certain steroid, you're like, your whole body becomes flabby, man. That is a lifestyle that you must do every single day.
Yeah.
Or at least 5 days a week to keep that shit up, man. Or, like, if you idolize, you know, Diddy or, you know, Birdman. You know, you see the struggle of them, you know, taking all them niggas' money. You know what I'm saying? Like, in front of their faces, you know what I'm saying? Before they made it to the top.
It's in black and white, Woody.
Yeah, Woody. Let me teach how to run these niggas, Woody. Yeah, dude, you definitely need to do some research, especially if you're trying to idolize somebody and see what they do. Don't just go into it without doing your research and kind of getting what their background is. To our research people's backgrounds to see what they've been through. And 9 times out of 10, they'll let you. 9 times out of 10. Somebody be like, yeah, I came from a meager beginning. You know what I'm saying? Unless they were white. You know what I'm saying? They got trust fund. Like, that's real talk, man. But, I came from meager beginnings, man. I had to hustle. I had to do this. I had to do that to get to where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And it just didn't come out overnight, man, because that's why people be quitting so quick. That's why people be quitting, man. They quit without even trying anymore. After they fail, it was like, man, oh, I ain't no millionaire, and I've been doing this shit for like 2 months. Why I ain't got my millions? I mean, it takes time to build that kind of shit up, man. That shit's not overnight unless your ass hit the lottery, man. That's the only way that shit gonna come.
Yeah, and that actually leads into the next point, you know, because, you know, another cause of self-doubt is new challenges. You know, it's pretty normal because, you know, we have no experience on how to react or, you know, what the things that we need to do. You know, the feeling of uncertainty and insecurity will make you feel uncomfortable. And, you know, what we need to understand is that instead of thinking that you're not capable, take it as a chance to learn. You know, I'm sure we all didn't have the knowledge on, you know, how to walk properly when we were, you know, when we were coming up, you know, little tykes, you know, trying to, you know, just, you know, get older, man. But, you know, I'm sure we all do, you know, a pretty great job of it now, you know, except for those who are, I guess handicapped. But, you know, just remind yourself that, you know, it's okay to make mistakes because we all learn how to become better along the way. So, you know, don't allow new challenges to, you know, to cause, you know, to creep, to bring along thoughts of self-doubt.
Yeah, man. Just think about if we lived our whole lives where we didn't try to rock the boat and we didn't try to learn anything new. And we didn't try to challenge ourselves and become great, man. We wouldn't have great people on this earth like Michael Jordan, you know what I'm saying, like Steve Jobs. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't have these iPhones that we have right now, man. You got to push yourself to the limit, man. We're not put on this earth just to, you know, get up, work a 9-to-5 job, and then come home. You know, that's just a social construct that we created for ourselves through society. We're here to learn, to explore, and to push our limits, more mentally than physically, man. I think we're focused more on the mental as a black society. I mean, the physical on a black society where we always like, man, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to be like LeBron, man, but I'm going to keep my hair, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a good hairline, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to be like Ray Lewis, man. Like, what's wrong with, you know what I'm saying, say you want to be like Frederick Douglass or being like Malcolm X. The thing of it is it's not sexy.
Yeah.
To want to achieve, you know, achieve intelligence or try to achieve wealth, man. It's just not, like, while using your brain, you know what I'm saying? It's not glamorizing our society, man. That's how they want it. Yeah. So you gotta, every 3 months, man, I would try to be like, hey, man, what can I challenge myself on, man? Let me challenge myself on trying to learn a new language. Let me learn how to speed read, or try to like read like 3 books a month, something like that. Just try to find something to challenge yourself with every single day, or you're wasting your time. Yeah. And also not learning anything new, and you're actually kind of affecting your brain, and you're making your brain less functional, man, and probably like helping with onset Alzheimer's, man.
Yeah,
man, because they said people that are older that read newspaper or like read something every day has offset Alzheimer's by like 50%.
Yeah.
And you got to challenge yourself. Do something extremely hard just to push yourself. And then you never know, you might have found your talent by just doing that. Because you might have just grew up your whole life like, man, I ain't got a talent whatsoever. And then you just like start with a saxophone, and you just spectacular on saxophone after you just stick with it for a couple of years. Or you learn something along the way, like draw. Or, you know, or learn some different kind of formulas. You can, solve a mathematical formula that never been solved before and win a Nobel Peace Prize. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. But if you ain't musically inclined, I urge you not to pick up a saxophone because you might drive your nerves. You might drive your neighbors crazy. another cause of self-doubt is... actually, believe it or not, being successful. This can happen to anybody. You know, previous success can become one of our biggest fears because we might feel that it's the best that we can do. You know, we'll never be able to, replicate or produce anything that's equally better. And the biggest thing that we need to understand is that instead of thinking how to replicate the success, think of think about how to outperform your success. You know, because doing the same great thing twice doesn't mean that you're better than before. You know, learn from your success, knowing that even though you are, you know, good at something, there are ways that you can do better. Focus on amplifying instead of, you know, replicating. You know, take it as motivation to encourage yourself to do better, becoming greater at what you're already good at. You know, you should not be limited by your strength.
I totally agree on that. I definitely agree. That's some good points, man, ST. That's real good points.
So real quick, how to deal with self-doubt. Number one, ground yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, once you've discovered that there are negative voices running inside your head, try to stay in the present moment and focus on the positives, you know, because those positives are the keys that will set you free.
Yeah, I had something to say on that, man. Like,
oh, go ahead.
Yeah, when we were kids, you know, and our parents always tell us, like, man, think positive thoughts and positive things will come to you, man. That shit's true.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of people don't believe that.
What you put out in the universe is what you get back.
Exactly. As long as you're thinking the positive thoughts and you truly believe them and you're not just saying it in the back of your head, you're like, man, nah, fuck this shit, man. You know, fuck it all. Then, you know what I'm saying? You have a chance. Because, like, those negative thoughts, man, after a while, that shit seeps into your psyche, and it changes your whole thought process, man. And then after a while, you don't think you're not shit, or you, like, sometimes you're like, man, I'm a bum, man. I ain't got no money. I'm a bum, man. You start believing that shit, man. Then you start looking a bummy-ass nigga, man, and start hanging around other bums. Like, that shit happens, man. You gotta always think positive. Like, man, I am somebody. I am a leader. I am that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna pull me five holes or whatever. Just say something just positive that's positive towards, you know, in your mind, in your world, that makes you feel better. Because after a while, you start believing it, and then things will start happening.
Yeah, just try to prepare something positive so that you can go through whenever you feel negative or unsure about yourself.
Yeah, which is almost all the time in the world that we live in nowadays, man.
Yeah.
The world that we live in now, man, just promotes you to think negatively. And then it makes you depressed when you look on social media and you see everybody else doing good, you know, knowing that people only put their positive things on social media.
Yep.
They said people that frequent Facebook at least 8 hours a week are more depressed than people that don't get off Facebook.
Yeah, it's just like I said, you know, Facebook is just the place where sad people go to be happy.
Yeah. Dude, I just don't see the point. Sometimes I don't really see the point in social media. I remember one day I was just on Twitter. And I was just sitting there, man. And I was on Twitter. I was just sitting there. I was like, man, why do I be on Twitter so much, man? It's just like, just a whole bunch of just nothing. Ain't nothing but a whole bunch of just, you know, motherfuckers trying to get a retweet. Trying to get a whole bunch of retweets. And under that, we talking about following my other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm about to start following a lot of people and just follow, like, news outlets.
Yeah,
because that's the best place for news. Instant news is Twitter.
Yeah,
so you can get shit to hit there before it hit anywhere else. So that's what I'm gonna start using that shit for, man. But what else you got, ST?
Number two, take a break and get a boost of optimism. You know, sometimes the longer we feel stuck in the situation or emotion, the harder it is for us to come out. So, you know, just take a moment to relax and shift your focus to something totally different. You know, by doing so, it can allow us to clear your mind and look at things from a new and fresh perspective.
And that's also good advice, man. Breaking up the monotony of your days can also give you new life and breathe new life into, you know, new energy into your life. Because once you're getting, like, you get a job, you get into a routine where you almost have the same times as you come in every day.
Yep.
After a while, man, you become a fucking robot, man. If you don't get out of that routine, you become a fucking robot. And you just like, man, what's the purpose, man? What's the point? I'm collecting the paycheck, you know what I'm saying? I'm tricking this shit off at Magic City. the whole seller telling me she loved me, and I drain like 5 patients, and the whole still ain't, you know, going on down the road up on my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that shit.
Yeah.
And that shit fucks with you, man. You gotta change up your routine in some kind of way. If you never taken a cooking class, take a cooking class. If there's multiple ways to get to your job, take a different route every other day.
Yeah.
Just to change up. You know what I'm saying? You going into work. You know, and just try to make your life eventful, man.
Yeah.
Well, because I understand, man. You get off work, you're tired as shit. You come home, you don't want to do nothing but lay down, you know, see what you missed on the day on internet. You know, grab a snack and go to bed and do this shit all over again. But try to get an extra hobby or try to become an entrepreneur on the side of your job and try to start a business, man. So maybe one day you can like say, man, fuck you, Bill, I'm out. You know what I'm saying? I got a business, man. I'm my own boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's shit getting real, man. You gotta start out because, you know, wake up one day, you're 40 years old, and you know what I'm saying? Life done passed you by, man.
Yeah. And last one, and this is probably, you know, probably the most beneficial one, but don't be afraid to seek some help. You know, it's important for us to work on ourselves, but you know, it's also a good idea to get support from loved ones, or that can be, you know, your significant other, your family members, your friends, your mentors, or even maybe a supervisor or a boss or something. You know, getting advice and reassurance from others can also improve our self-confidence and keep us motivated.
Yeah, I also agree with ST on that as well. I ain't got nothing to add to that one.
Yeah. So that's it. First episode of 2018.
Hell yeah, you know, man. Motherfuckers coming with that heat.
Yeah, start off the year right, you know, just, you know, reminding folks, you know, out there, all our listeners, what, you know, basically what this show is about. You know, basically, you know, you know, what y'all need to be doing out there. You know, we don't need to be wasting no time.
I was about to say that, man. Time cannot be wasted, man. With 45 in office, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and years clicking on by.
Yeah, that's the way it's going, man. He might actually take us into war.
Yeah, he might press that button.
Yeah. So we you know, you need to make the most of your life right now.
Hell yeah, man. Because you really don't know how much time you have, man.
Yeah. People get say that every week.
Hell yeah, man. We do. Like, man, people always think, like, man, I'm young. I'm healthy. You know, nothing going to happen to me, man. You know, I ain't going to hit this girl up. You know, I'll try again next day, man. If you see somebody you want to talk to, man, talk to them that day, man. You never know, dude.
Yeah.
You never know what life has for you, man. You need to go out there and get it. Take risk. Life's all about taking chance and taking risk, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude. Don't just sit up there and not take any risk of your whole life. You regret it, man. Hope somebody listening out here actually does take our advice and go out there and do something.
Yeah.
We ain't talking about robbing the bank and none shit like that. Go out there and take a risk. If you shy and you never like holler at a girl, like, man, go holler at her. Or you, it's a guy that you like, female, you know, females, you know, it's a guy that you like, you know, put yourself in a position to get spit at, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and if he don't come to your ass, then he must think you a stinking ugly ass bitch. and move on. Somebody always wants a vagina, so somebody hit that shit.
I mean, you know.
Somebody always want to hit some pussy, so.
The worst they can say is no.
Man, that's the worst that can happen. That's like, man, we got to get over the fear of rejection, man.
Or even not even the fear of rejection. We gotta get over rejection. Period.
Yeah.
Like, you know, somebody tell you no, all right, well, that's cool.
Hell yeah! Like, on to the next one.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this time, man. I went up to this chick, man, at the mall. You know, so I tried to holler at her. She's like, oh, no, I got a man. I was like, all right, cool. And I just walked away, and then like she was looking dumbfounded when I was like, all right, cool, because she probably never heard that before.
Yeah.
I heard like, man, fuck you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You ain't find no way. That kind of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, man, like, do you not know you're like one of a million?
Yeah.
And just move on. I shot my shot. Okay, cool. You know, is there somebody looking better than her around the street that probably can, you know, learn how to suck dick and, like, you know, split a tongue in half and, you know, like, wrap around my shit like a blender. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find a hole like that. Should I start 2018? I'm right. Yeah, we're going to take us on home, ST.
All right, y'all. Like always, man, we really appreciate y'all letting us into your earbuds, into your cars, your homes, your jobs, and into your lives. We really appreciate y'all taking the time out and giving us a good hour of your time. Make sure to hit us up on all of our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. What else we got?
Instagram.
Yeah. Stitcher. What else we got? I forgot everything.
YouTube,
man. Audio Mac, YouTube, all that, man. Remember to like and subscribe. You know, we need them subs.
Yeah, man. Hit us up, man. Let's try to you know, double our numbers or triple our numbers, man. Our subscribers, man, for 2018. Yeah. Let's do it, y'all.
Yeah, remember to leave us comments. Tell us what you love about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows. All of that. Rate us. You know, all of that stuff. We really appreciate everybody's feedback. You know, we continue bringing y'all some of that heat, man, every week. Also, remember to keep looking for us for things coming down the pipeline. We got some things coming for y'all. Be on the lookout for that. And as always, remember that ignorance is not a handicap, it's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
All right, man. We love y'all, man. Let's start 2018 off with a bang. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Not the Kim Jong-un bang, but, you know.
Yeah.
a bang nonetheless. Pray for us, Lord.
Yeah. We need it.
All
right, y'all. Episode number 73. Oh man, hope 45 don't fuck us up.
Yeah, man. We gonna be here every week, y'all. We promise. Yeah.
We gonna do our best.
Yeah. We gonna try. Alright, y'all. We love y'all. Yo, peace out.
Yeah. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.